Does my hair look like ramen noodles?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, and I'm here with my co-host, Walker Kelly, and we have a very special guest, Mike Valverde of the Football Absurdity Podcast. Mike, welcome in. How are you?
Yeah, I got lost for like 2 weeks, and I couldn't like find my podcast, so I'm glad I stumbled on it.
We said we put you in a box and mailed you to Abu Dhabi like Nirmal. That's what we did. We
pulled you and Nirmal were chilling.
Yeah.
Abu Dhabi was really nice. Yeah.
Was it hot? I feel like it would be hot this time of year.
It was kind of humid, you know, but I dealt with
it. Oh, humid. Interesting. Yeah. So they were getting their rare rain.
Yeah. So, you know, Mike's been in Tahoe. He's been being the world's foremost Sacramento River Cats fan. But now he's back, folks. And we're going to talk about Thursday Night Football, Week 3 preview, all that nonsense. But first, Mike, how's your day going for the first time in a long time?
Yeah, it's going all right. It's good to get back into action again, trying to figure out questions. I'm like, how did we do this last year?
Like, yeah, I know.
Jeff asked like 4 questions last year, or we had game shows, or I don't know. I don't remember how we did this damn thing. So
yeah, we had game shows before I had a job that I worked 50 hours a week at.
Yeah. It was, we had trivia every week. Mike was very relieved to remember that, we do it this way now instead of the old way where we all started screaming at each other in like week 8.
Yeah.
<That's> because true. We were so tired of doing the podcast. Last year, I didn't feel tired of it at all. So
yeah. Shout out to Mike for changing the format to a way that works for all of us. So
really, really smart of Mike.
Yeah. So we're back at it. And I love when it's the three of us because I actually have time to like look things up. I'm not
I've been noticing when Jeff is like looking something up, or like when Jeff goes on mute for a second to cough or something like that. I've been getting better at noticing that and being like, okay, I got to keep talking until Jeff comes back on.
I'm doing the cop's got the guy on the line, yeah, like Jeff's keep it rolling gesture.
Yeah. I need 8 seconds.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the reason why this episode might be a little loopy, because it took me 4 hours to get home from the 49ers game last night. It was definitely an experience. You know when you like drive down the road and you're like, oh, I can ignore that sign where it says road work will be done between 9 p.m. and 9 a.m. on these dates. I got through 2 of those, and it took me 2 hours to get through those. So fun times. But what was more fun times is watching the Niners smash the Giants. Like the final score looks like they smashed them, but it was 12-17 at some point.
I would say they comfortably defeated the Giants.
That's fair. That's a good way to put it. So 49ers 30, Giants 12, Niners are 3-0, Giants are 1-2, and Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch got extensions. So it's not often that a team completely botches trading multiple first round picks for a quarterback and then get the decision makers there get extended. But it's also not very often that Mr. Irrelevant goes for 3-10-2 in this game.
Yeah, nothing about the 49ers makes a whole lot of sense. They've hit on a bunch of very prominent draft picks and missed on all of the other ones. Their trading history is mixed, but they've hit on some incredible ones, like with McCaffrey. Just an extremely up and down tenure for Lynch, especially. I would say Shanahan isn't real good with personnel stuff, but he seems like he's a very good on the field coach, and certainly with scheme. Lynch has been really up and down, but it's all just going to work. It's just going to be fine.
Yeah, it all comes out in the wash, considering that I'm watching a play where both Javon Kinlaw is on the field, a guy that they traded DeForest Buckner to Mike's Colts to get, and also Talanoa Hufanga on the field at the same time. So a guy who in the first round, I'll give Kinlaw props. He's finally playing well this year. He led the team in pressures last night.
He did look good.
But he's been bad his first 2 years. And Hufanga was a fifth round pick, I believe. And
yeah, and he's killing been the game. Super good.
Yeah. So it's like, what if the Niners just made the whole draft out of the, you know, the first, the day three, please. Thank
well,
you.
Well, yeah. I mean, Ronnie Bell scored last night. Seventh round pick this year.
Yeah. The Niners tried that one year. I think they had a, I think it was the Javon Kinlaw draft where they had two firsts and then nothing till the fourth because they traded everything back to go get Brandon Ayuk in the same draft, I believe.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. So it was like two firsts and then nothing until day three. But let's talk about the game real quick. Christian McCaffrey, I tweeted it out last night, but could you imagine ever taking the under on a Christian McCaffrey prop? Like, no.
It's, but I honestly thought that was a direct reference to Us on Tuesday.
Did we? Wait, what?
Or something like that. Or earlier this season, or I think, no, yeah, it was on Tuesday when we previewed Thursday Night Football. You said you set the line, I think, at 125 yards for McCaffrey or 130 yards.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
And
about
I was
that.
Like, that's really high. I'm going to take the under on that. And I thought that you were calling me out in that tweet.
I completely forgot about that. I was no, what I was calling out was the fact that every Christian McCaffrey play looks like it could be a 40 yarder. And so like, even if you're right, like Samantha Previti, like responded, like who would do that? And I was like, yeah, even if you hit, at what cost? Like, even if you're right, you're going to spend the whole game panicking that he's about to hit that 40 yard run.
Oh, cool. Three and a half hours of shitting my pants.
Yeah. Right. That's the Justin Fields experience. But yeah, last night I bet the over on him. He made it by a yard and a half. So I was like, woo, it was 116 yards. It's not 116 and a half. He had 118 total yards.
So I was right. He did have under 130 yards. Never mind. I'm not apologizing for anything. I was right.
Apologize for nothing. Debo Samuel had a huge game. George Kittle had a huge game because Brandon Ayuk doesn't play. And this is just how it goes with the Niners. They have too many weapons, and then one of them gets out of the way, and the other three do great.
Yep.
That's pretty much it. I mean, the Niners are a very straightforward team. You start everybody. Sammy D got in. He got to do the kneel down. Sam Darnold didn't want to tarnish Brock Purdy's four carries for negative 1 yard stat line with the kneel down. So let's talk about the questions. Walker wanted to know, Daniel Jones versus Brock Purdy, who scores more? And Daniel Jones, I'm looking at the box score here, did nothing?
Not really.
Is this right? 142 total yards?
Not much. Yeah, it turned out that San Francisco's defense was way too good for Daniel Jones. And he had a really bad game. Brock Purdy played Wink Martindale, who decided, oh yeah, I'm gonna blitz a quarterback all night who's really good at like leaning off his back foot and throwing a 15-yard pass. I mean, just played directly into the one thing he does quite well. And I stupid game plan. Purdy had a admittedly a good night. I mean, he played well, but he also got about like five good breaks, which for the neutral observer is, you start to roll your eyes after a while, like, come on. It's getting a little ridiculous. And I know
deal with it.
Yeah, I know. And Jeff's just gonna be like, cool, because he's a 49ers fan, but I mean, yeah, he's gonna be fine until he needs to make great plays to win games, and then they're gonna lose in the conference championship game or the Super Bowl again.
Needs to make great plays to win games, like an absolute dime to Debo Samuel in the corner, the front corner of the end zone.
Yeah, the first pass of his entire career that had resulted in a touchdown that went for over 30 air yards. The first one. I mean,
that's
good,
right,
good for
baby.
Him for making the throw, but that is literally the first time he's ever done that.
Hey, why throw for many yards when few yards do trick?
I mean, he threw for many yards in this one.
Mike, what was your impression of the Giants offense in this one with Daniel Jones kind of not doing much against the 49ers? Was it worrisome, or are you chalking it up to no Saquon against the Niners as the reason for it?
I can kind of chalk it up to the 49ers defense too. They don't really have a playmaker without Saquon back there. So it's hard to, I mean, even, and we'll get to that later because I see your question up there, but
yeah,
even that guy, that we'll talk about
you
later.
You can say it, Darren Waller. It's okay. It's allowed.
Darren, not the baller Waller, is just, yeah, not good right now. I don't, and he hasn't been good. He had that one fantastic season, but even, you know, since then, he's really not been, I mean, injuries and stuff, you can chalk it up to that, but when he's on the field, even he's just has a good game here and way later. And that's probably what's going to happen this season. You'll have a great game. Everybody will say, oh, what a fantastic athlete Darren Waller is. And then you won't hear from him for 5-6 weeks.
He is a fantastic athlete, but that doesn't make him a good tight end. And I think that's the problem is like he got targets till he threw up in Arizona. And we were expecting that to happen with New York. And I mean, through 3 games, 5 targets, 8 targets, 7 targets, he's getting the targets. The problem is 3 for 36. He had a good game last week, 6 for 76, 3 for 20 this week. One went off of his hands. It would have been a nice catch if he caught it. I'm not going to be one of those guys who's like, you touched your fingers, you have to catch it, because sometimes it's not possible. But I'm starting to get worried about Darren Waller kind of the same way that I'm worried about Dallas Goedert, where it's like, you can't bench Darren Waller. It's not like a Kyle Pitts situation, you know, where he's doing nothing. He's like, it's like, okay, so I get 5-6 points out of him. Like, am I really going to go start Tyler Higbee, Chigakonkwo and get, you know, have all this, consternation and get the same outcome.
Right. And then, they have less, targets that go to other receivers too, and you're just hoping, okay, Darren Waller's got to lead this team, because who else is going to lead this team in targets and as a wide, someone who's a wide receiver, tight end slash, there's nobody else out there even Paris Campbell, who they brought over from Indianapolis and as a free agent, is not doing anything. So
6 for 24, Mike, come on.
Zach Ertz ass stat line.
I was going to say, that's a Dallas Goedert-ass stat line. Mike, you hit the nail on the head. It's like he's disappointing, but it's him and Saquon in this offense for Daniel Jones to give the ball to. And, like, that's it. So, we're stuck with him. So, I think it's time to be worried about him, but, like, what are you going to do about it?
Not much. You got to play him.
Yeah, so let me ask this. Do the Niners start 4-0? They play the Arizona Cardinals next week.
Soft schedule, I swear.
Yeah. They play the Cowboys in week 5. Don't give me soft schedule. Although we'll talk about it later, but we did get that sniper in at practice.
Yeah, I guess you did.
Pick out Trayvon Diggs.
Yeah.
Have you seen it's just been such incredible cope from Cowboys fans. They've been like, yes, losing Trayvon Diggs is a big blow to the team, but De'Ron Bland is going to fill in perfectly fine at cornerback 2, and ultimately the Cowboys will rise above this adversity. It's like, man, he's like your second best defensive player.
Yeah, I've seen the opposite from Dallas fans.
See, like I saw Bo McBrayer being like, oh yeah, it's totally fine, actually. It's going to be fine. We're still great.
Are you sure about that?
Wow.
No, I've seen the opposite, where it's like, we're so cursed. Like, we'd be winning it all if it weren't for these, these dastardly injuries.
Yes, injuries that every team has.
Yeah, and that's why I quote tweeted that one tweet, and it said, yes, the only team to ever get hurt in the history of football.
Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys over the last 5 years. And one was like some undrafted free agent offensive lineman that turned out to be really good. It's like, come on, man. Who cares? Steele? I forget his first name.
Terrence.
Terrence Steele, yeah. It's like, come on, guys. Does my
hair look like ramen noodles?
Ramen noodles.
Okay. All right, Mike, we hit the point. Walker said, "You'll know when the edible is hitting me." We hit the point.
I mean, it kind of does. I feel like.
All right, this is officially now a TH fantasy episode. Let's go. All right,
we're stealing your shit, boys.
Yeah, that's right. All right, let's get into week 3. We're gonna talk Titans and Browns. In this one, it is a 39.5 point over under. Cleveland are 3-point favorites. Injuries in this one for the Cleveland Browns, obviously, no Nick Chubb. They went out and signed Kareem Hunt. I would expect Jerome Ford to get most of the carries and most of the touches because they already made this decision. They already chose Jerome Ford over Kareem Hunt. They already did that. Greg Newsom will not play cornerback with an elbow injury. Amari Cooper is off the injury report. He's dealing with the groin and shoulder, but he played through it on Monday. So I expected him to still play through it. For the Titans, on the injury front, we've got Derrick Henry was on the injury report with a toe injury. He was off the injury report now. DeAndre Hopkins is questionable for week three with an ankle. It's kind of the same thing that happened last week, but he ended up playing. So if it's the same injury and he was on and off of practice this week, I expect him to play. So let's get into questions for this one. And Mike, I kind of stole your thunder. What's your first question back?
My first question back is how much play or how much action will Kareem Hunt get? And then you mentioned Jerome Ford. So,
yeah, I think that's up to Jerome Ford, honestly.
I think Kareem Hunt probably gets, honestly, I would expect he gets the third most snaps of running backs. I think Yikes. He's down in
the Well, number one's Deshaun Watson.
Such a stud.
I would say like probably half the touches go to Jerome Ford.
Yeah.
About like 30% go to Pierre Strong and then 20% go to Kareem Hunt. And then that number for Strong and Hunt will depend on how they play. You know, if Hunt comes in and plays better than Strong, then he'll start to get more touches and creep up to like a 1B status. But for the start, I mean, he's not in game shape yet. I don't think he's going to be getting a whole lot of touches. I certainly don't think you can play him against a really good Titans run defense.
No, that was going to be my next point, was that in for fantasy, I don't think he can get enough touches for you to want to play him this week. I do also like the Pierre Strong move. You know, he's probably still out there on your waiver wire because everybody went after Kareem Hunt. Everybody went after Jerome Ford. So Mike, what are your thoughts on this running back room?
Yeah, I watched Jerome Ford a little bit. He looked okay. Doesn't look fantastic. Kareem Hunt, I think a lot of that is going to be, as you guys mentioned, talked about a little bit, is how much game shape is he in? And I think he was brought over mostly because he knows the offense more than anything else. There's a reason why teams, including the Indianapolis Colts, said no thank you to him and just found a home just because of Nick Chubb. So I'm not too excited about it.
If you're going into week three, you're gonna, and you can find a guy who can plug and play, already knows your offense, he's going to have a leg up on everybody else. And that's going to be Kareem Hunt in this case.
Not Deshaun Watson.
No. Well, Deshaun Watson doesn't know anything. He stinks. He's poop from a butt. All right. My question is, what will the Tyjae Spears, Derrick Henry snap share split look like? I'm very interested in that because week one, Derrick Henry played 48% of snaps where Spears played 54%. That was a close game. And then in week two, Derrick Henry played 71% of snaps and Tyjae Spears played 37% of snaps, also in a close game. So I'm very curious to see like what the plan is here. I can't through 2 weeks figure out what they're going for, especially because last week Spears played fewer snaps. He played 24 snaps, but he touched the ball in 10 of them. Whereas the week before he touched the ball 4 times in 34 snaps. So it's like, what are they doing with Tyjae Spears? Like, what's the plan? And so that's what I'm looking for in this one. Just because, like, can Tyjae Spears, we talked about it, be the Dontrell Hilliard so Walker can slot him in and running back 41 every week?
Yeah, I mean, I think Spears is a better player, so Jeff won't get as mad about it. But I honestly, I think Spears' snap share went down because his touch share went up, weirdly. Because when you're out there touching the ball and not just like executing fakes and standing back there in pass pro, you're going to get tired quicker and you're not going to be able to be out there as much because you're taking hits and running around. So I think that their plan is that he's the 1B to Derrick Henry's 1A. They just use the running back so much that Henry is still going to be very valuable, and he's going to get all the goal line touches. So Spears doesn't have that upside of getting goal line carries. He doesn't really have a whole lot of standalone value. A lot of handcuff value, obviously, but not much standalone value right now, especially in this game, I would say.
Yeah, going up against a Browns defense, that is, it's still a good defense. It's still a good run defense.
Yeah, this is going to be a low-scoring game. I would honestly take the under on the 39.5.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. Mike, what do you think? Would you take the over and the under on 39.5?
Yeah, both offenses don't look the greatest, especially without Nick Chubb. I kind of agree. I think it's really hard, though. 39.5, you're going to go under 39 points.
I mean, have you seen these teams?
Ugly. Yeah, but yeah, both teams are ugly, too. So, yeah, I'm going to go under. I'd go under.
All right. Are we still starting David Njoku through two games this year? He has 6 catches for 72 yards. Last week, he hit the fabled 4 for 40.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Here, let me pull up my rankings just to make sure I'm not talking out my ass.
Okay. Well, Walker's doing that. What do you think, Mike, for the guy that apparently is nicknamed Chief, according to Pro Football Reference? Chief Njoku.
I remember that.
Yeah. Chief no joke, baby.
No joke. I'm Njoku, baby, is like the only team name that I've kept across multiple seasons is the Football Absurdity League.
You've also kept 1888 dumpers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I kept that in the big Dynasty Drix League. Anyways, Mike, what are your thoughts on Njoku through two games? Are we going to stick with him, or are you going to start looking elsewhere?
You know, he's a blob tight end kind of guy. That's probably where you drafted him, unless you were really high on him for some strange reason. Deshaun Watson's not doing him any favors because, as we discussed, he sucks. And it's just going to be one of those situations where he's not going to score a lot of points because Watson isn't a good quarterback.
Okay, so limited upside, but kind of a high floor, top of the blob type guy. Walker.
I kind of like him this week. Tennessee's a good matchup, you know, much worse pass defense than run defense. These are the types of weeks where Njoku has a better chance of scoring a touchdown. I'm not saying he does, but he is a 4 for 40 type guy, as he showed last week, and he's showed the past couple seasons as well. So if he's in that 4 for 40 range, even if he doesn't score, he's not going to kill you. And if he does, then he's, you know, borderline top five.
All right. Are we going to start DeAndre Hopkins, who's 11 for 18 for 105 yards on the season, or Amari Cooper, who's 10 for 17 for 127 yards on the season?
Cooper.
Yeah, I like Cooper. He's like the only guy.
I like Cooper as well. He's their only guy. He's a better receiver at this point in his career than DeAndre Hopkins. We're starting Derrick Henry, obviously. Jerome Ford, back end running back two.
I have him as a high-end flex.
High-end flex. So same sort of range. So, let me ask you this. Where do you have Kyren Williams?
7.
7. Okay. Brian Robinson?
21.
Okay. Ooh. These are guys who have emerged lately. So they're both better options than Jerome Ford. Mike, what do you think? You made a little noise there. Brian Robinson or Jerome Ford?
I think Jerome Ford's a better running back, but the way the season's going so far in just 2 weeks, Brian Robinson is RB3 right now in the season.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. So I'm going to lean towards that demographic and go Brian Robinson.
Ooh. My only concern is that with Brian Robinson, I mean, you kind of have to start him given the start that he's had to the season. But it's going to be a lot of Buffalo in this one. It's going to be a lot of playing from behind. So it's going to be a lot of throwing. And, you know, I see people going like, oh, that means it's going to be Antonio Gibson week. It's like, no, probably not. But it also means it's probably not going to be Brian Robinson week so much. So yeah. That's my only concern is that the Bills won 38-10 last week. So they can definitely smash on lower competition. And then don't start Chig. Don't start Tanny. Are we starting Deshaun Watson or Kirk Cousins?
Oh, Cousins easily.
Yeah, you got to start Cousins.
Deshaun Watson or Geno Smith?
I would start Watson.
Who's Seattle play?
Carolina. Seattle, yeah, Seattle plays Carolina.
Pretty good pass defense.
Are they pretty good? I'd go Watson.
Alrighty, Deshaun Watson or Jared Goff?
Goff.
Yeah, Goff.
Yeah, against the Falcons. Okay, sounds good. I am picking. Who am I picking here? That's a good question, Jeff. You should definitely. Tennessee.
I'm also picking Tennessee.
I got Cleveland.
Mike's got that.
I'm going Tennessee 20-17.
Ooh. Walker's going. I can't think of a single thing that happened in 2017 except for the inauguration. Walker's going, Donald Trump crowd size mode.
The greatest crowd ever show up.
Very, very big.
While Walker's getting Sean Spicer pilled.
I'm the biggest Daddy Drix.
More and more people are saying it. You're hearing it more and more, folks. All right. Let's talk about Falcons Lions. Falcons are 2-0. They travel to Detroit to take on the Lions, who are 1-1. 46 point over under Detroit. 3.5 point favorites. Falcons injuries. Jeff Okuda is questionable. He was limited all week, so he's kind of 50-50 is what it looks like to play. Cordarrelle Patterson, I don't know what's going on with him. He's dealing with a thigh injury, and he's old, so he's taking forever to recover. I say he's old. He's younger than I am. For the Lions, Josh Reynolds is questionable with a core injury in this one. Taylor Decker will be not playing this weekend. He was ruled out with an ankle injury. Lions listed Amon-Ra St. Brown as questionable. He didn't practice on Wednesday, but he was good to go on Thursday and a full participant on Friday, so he's going to play. Dan Montgomery probably not going to play, officially listed as doubtful with the thigh injury. I wouldn't expect him to play this weekend. So, Mike, what is your big question for this game?
Yeah, another surprise so far this season, Tyler Allgeier. RB 10 on the season. I'm curious on against this defense if he's going to be at least flex worthy.
I have him running back 29 for the week, so I think that's flex worthy.
I think that this is going to be a game where the Falcons aren't going to be able to do their stupid, silly little thing where they just kind of they play the worst offense in the universe and they win 15-12. Even though they lead the NFC South in points, as we talked about on Tuesday. So I think that's going to be a game where I think more fantasy options are going to be viable. So I think, yeah, Mike, I think we can flex Tyler Allgeier, in that, like, I'm looking for like 8 to 10 points from him and maybe he scores a touchdown kind of mold. So, what are your thoughts on your own question, Mike?
Yeah, I think game one, he did really well. Game two, he sort of, I think, if I remember right, kind of regressed a little bit. So maybe in between. And I don't know how much more they're going to give. Who's the other running back there?
Bijan.
Yeah, Bijan Robinson. I wanted to say Brian Robinson. Ron Robinson. Robinson's neighborhood.
Danger, Bijan Robinson. There we go.
Danger. So I don't know if they're going to want to continue to give him more and more work. So we'll see. But I think flex worthy sounds formidable, at least formidable, but
doable. I mean, you were right that he had a much worse week two. Week one, 15 for 75 and 2 touchdowns, 3 catches on 3 targets for 19 yards. Week two, no targets, 16 carries for 48 yards. So. Yeah. Pretty bad last week. I think he's going to keep getting this workload where he gets like 15 touches a game. And so a guy getting that many touches, you kind of can't take him out of the lineup.
Right.
Yeah. And I think last week, I mean, it was a good defense that he was going up against the Green Bay Packers. So I think you could chalk up his efficiency issues last week to that matchup. So before we go to the Lions, is it time? I'm going to ask you both. Is it time to bench Kyle Pitts?
Not this week.
Not this week. Mike?
If you're not benching him already, probably not. I know I keep marching him out there every week for
me too.
Strange reason that I can't figure out other than he's supposed to be good, but he isn't.
Yeah, I mean, I am tight end 11 this week, which, I mean, not great, but Detroit is a very good matchup, so I don't think this is the week you should bench him. You know, there's a good chance, even if he only has three targets, that he goes 3 for 40 and a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get away from him, you know? It's really annoying, because if you drafted him, you're kind of hamstrung. The same thing that happened last year.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so...
what I would do is wait for him to have a pretty decent week this week and then trade him.
That'll work. God, I hope that works.
Get back Sam Laporta or Hunter Henry and then another piece.
Yeah, that would work. We're starting Drake London, I assume, like a wide receiver too.
I'm not starting Drake London.
Ooh, Mike, are you starting Drake London?
And the Falcons just run like no other. I mean, they're running like most of the teams pass. Maybe in a flex, but that's probably about it.
Yeah, I think CB2 has been the place where Detroit has been most vulnerable in the secondary. CB1, Cameron Sutton, has been doing a really good job. So I think London might be under wraps most of the game. I would expect, you know, if one of Pitts or London is going to go off in this game, I would expect it to be Pitts.
What is this? The Blitz? London under wraps? Folks. All right. Speaking of those Detroit Lions, Walker, let's talk about the big, beautiful rookie, not named Sam Laporta, the other big, beautiful rookie, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yes, all of my questions are over-unders this week. It's theme week at the Football Absurdity Podcast. Over-under 12.5 touches for Jahmyr Gibbs.
I'm going to go over. I'm going to say 10 carries and 4 catches. And everybody's going to lose their mind that he didn't have 27 touches. Every week.
Yeah, because DeAndre Swift had 28 carries for the Eagles, so there's going to be people who are like, "Well, Jahmyr Gibbs should have had 25 carries this week."
Yeah, so I'm gonna go 10 carries, 4 catches. So I'll go over.
So right. he's got exactly 7 carries and 7 carries.
Each of the first two games.
Each of the first two games.
No David Montgomery this game, most likely.
That's a good point. I could see him going over that, 13, maybe 14 at the most.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think he's going to get double-digit rushes, probably just barely. I would go 11 runs, and then, 4 catches maybe sounds reasonable, maybe 3. So, yeah, something in the 14 range, I would say.
Okay. So we're starting him, right? He's running back too.
Yep, I have him at 15.
Mike would
have to. Yeah, you have to, especially without Montgomery.
Yeah, I think so too. What about Craig Reynolds?
I would not do that.
Don't do that?
No, he's not great. He's probably going to soak up a dozen touches, but he'll average like 4 yards a touch and he won't score a touchdown. So you're going to get like 5 points out of him.
What then of Josh Reynolds?
Josh Reynolds, you can play as a flex, I think.
Mike, you haven't been on for me and Walker going ham about Josh Reynolds. What do you think about Josh Reynolds?
He's been quite surprising. Right now, he's a wide receiver 10 on the season. I wear my sunglasses at night.
I don't know what these two are talking about. I didn't just find sunglasses on the floor in my office and put them on.
No, you did not. They weren't white sunglasses. Not at all. Nope. So, yeah, I think that trend's going to continue. Jared Goff likes to throw that short to intermediate pass and sort of Reynolds' forte there. So, yeah, I could see him as a wide receiver, too.
Josh Reynolds or Josh Reynolds or Drake London in the same Reynolds. Game.
London.
Ooh, London over Reynolds?
Ooh, Josh Reynolds or Christian Watson if he plays.
Watson.
Oh, I'm going to go Reynolds just because Watson's returning.
All right. Let's see. Or Jordan Addison.
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 Yeah, that's right. All right. Jared Goff. Back end quarterback one, high end quarterback two. He's in that we need a term for that. The it's forever the Phillip Rivers tier.
Jared, I have Goff at 11.
Yeah, God, that sounds about right.
If you got him, you're playing him, I'd say.
Yeah, that's kind of that year. That's or this year. That's your Geno's, your Kirk's cousins. Your
I think Cousins is honestly in a tier above that now. Not in real life, but in fantasy.
I got to see. He did so much damage last week when the game was out of hand that I got to see how he plays before I crown his ass.
I have him quarterback three this week.
Damn. Yeah, consider his ass crowned.
He's that guy for fantasy. Again, not in real life. He's like above average to pretty good.
You heard it here first, folks. Walker thinks that Kirk Cousins is above average.
Yeah, I've a really bold stance there.
Yeah, careful. I'm gonna make an infographic or one of those little things like Kirk Cousins is above average, Walker Kelly.
that's the hookup I got for Scott Fish is Cousins and Jefferson. I'm loving it right now.
Ooh, Mike's cruising through Scott Fish.
Do I have? I think I no, I don't have Cousins, and no, my quarterbacks are Fields, which is going fine, could be going better. And then Stafford and Mayfield, which has been nice.
Yeah, Mayfield, Stafford, yeah.
Yeah, I have, I forget, I have Fields, which, and then
Tannehill?
I have Russ and Tannehill.
Oh, Russ has been good.
Yeah, Russ has been good. Ooh, Sam Darnold only got me 0.15 points.
Damn.
Yeah, too bad he was on my bench. Hey, he has more. He has the most points out of all the quarterbacks on my roster so far this week. We all got the Detroit Lions winning this one. Let's move on to Saints and Packers.
I don't think we said it, but we should say you're playing Bijan Robinson.
Yes, please play Bijan Robinson.
Bijan.
And maybe Desmond Ridder?
No, don't
play. Maybe Desmond
Ridder? We're not playing Desmond
Ridder. Maybe Desmond Ridder?
We're never playing Desmond Ridder.
Desmond Midder, IMO.
I have to play him every week.
Ooh. It's bad. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yeah, I did. It's bad. Huh.
Desmond Midder. All right, I'm going to keep saying it. All right, so now we all picked the Lions. Let's move on to Saints-Packers. Saints are 2-0. Packers are 1-1. 43-point over-under. Green Bay, 2-point favorites. Injuries in this one, Jamal Williams, he's going to be out for the foreseeable future. Dennis Allen, all he said he will, quote, take some time, which ain't great. But Kendre Miller is back, and Alvin Kamara will be back in week four. So, you know, take your time to rest up. As a Alvin Kamara manager in a bunch of places, please take your time, Jamal Williams. Other than that, no real injuries to report. Taysom Hill was dealing with something, and he's a full participant. Foster Moreau isn't going to play, but he wasn't really playing anyways, if we're being honest. Wasn't doing much. For the Packers, David Bakhtiari is questionable with a knee. I feel like I've been reading that every week for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Jair Alexander is questionable with a back injury, as are Lucas Van Ness and Aaron Jones, who is got in 3 practice sessions this week. Luckily, it's a 10 a.m. game. I wouldn't make any declarative statements about Aaron Jones yet because not sure. Christian Watson is questionable to play, but it's looking like he's going to play this week. And that is what my question is. If he plays, is Christian Watson going to disappoint or dominate? Because last year he was very much a boom bust player because he basically once a game, he would take like a 40-yard pass, 40-yard touchdown pass to the house. That is where touchdown passes usually go. But that was in a 4-game stretch where he had 4 for 107, 4 for 48, 4 for 110, 4 for 48, but 7 touchdowns in that 4-game span. Then the next 4 games, 46, 49, 11, and 104 yards. So he's been very boom-bust. Going up against the Saints defense, do you think he will dominate or disappoint this weekend?
I lean more disappoint. I would say I don't expect more than like 11 fantasy points for Watson. I mean, he's a flex candidate, certainly, but you're hoping for a touchdown if you want to get more than wide receiver 3 production.
Yeah. It's going to be rough. And then would you start? Oh, Mike, I didn't get your answer. Sorry. I got so used to just being me and Walker.
This is other guy keeps talking.
Yeah, some other guys on the chat.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I have low expectations for Watson just coming back. And then Jordan Love, we'll see how that chemistry works. So I think if you're in a 3 wide receiver league, you can feel okay about starting him. But outside of that, then I'd just wait and see maybe for next week.
Yeah, I would keep him on the bench. It's a good Saints defense. Also, we might have a situation where Jordan Love kind of spreads the ball around. We were talking about it before. I don't know if it's a situation where it's because of Christian Watson not being there, but he was kind of spreading the ball around. He had multiple Jayden Reed touchdowns last week. He had multiple Romeo Doubs touchdowns the week before. It might be a situation where they just spread it around. Let me ask you both a question. Which has more value right now, a share of AJ Dillon or 95% of NFTs?
A share of AJ Dillon by a small margin.
By a hair.
Yeah. It filled me with joy to see that after being told so many times, enjoy being poor. And I was like, this doesn't make sense. It's like, oh, you know what? You know what I have? I got your JPEG for free, bitch. All right, Walker, what is your question for? Oh, if Aaron Jones plays, you play him.
Yeah.
And that's it. Don't play Luke Musgrave. Don't play Jordan Love. Walker, what is your question for this game?
I just want to reiterate, don't be fooled. I know Jordan Love's QB2 right now. It's because he has unsustainable touchdown production. He's completing under 60% of his passes. He can't throw downfield. He's not a very good quarterback. It's happened to work out for him through 2 weeks. It's not going to keep happening.
Well, let's put it a different way. The guys who have caught 4 of his touchdowns had like 50 combined yards in the games where they each had 2 touchdowns. Right. It's like, he's not doing a lot. He's just doing a lot in the right part of the field.
Right. So I don't foresee that continuing. So my question is over under 249.5 passing yards for Derek Carr.
Push.
Yeah.
Ball gets spotted at the half yard line.
But that's not how they keep stats.
That's push. Okay. I'm definitely not stalling.
You are wrong.
Okay. So Derek Carr through 2 games, 305 passing yards, 228 passing yards. The Packers week 1 doesn't count because it was Justin Fields, but only 216 passing yards in week 1. And then their week 2 doesn't count because it was Desmond Ridder, but 237. I'm going to say over, because if you're going to give up 450 combined yards to Desmond Ridder and Justin Fields in 2023, I will go over on Derek Carr throwing for 250 passing yards.
Yeah, I agree too. I think that this game might be a little offense heavy, and the offense goes through Derek Carr. So I'm going to go over maybe 264. Yeah, I like that number.
I'm going to get it put on a t-shirt. Quote, I'm a big lover of Derek Carr. Unquote. Yes. TH Fantasy. Quote, Mike Valverde.
Mike Valverde, yeah. That's Mike, if you don't know, that's in the intro to every episode of TH Fantasy. I'm a big lover of Derek Carr. I think Tony says it.
Yeah, I think it's Ryan, actually. But yeah, it's a very, very, very silly intro where it's just like a pounding synth beat with random, like,
there's NFL like, you like noises. That, you like that, is in there.
Yeah, the Vikings horn, the air horn. noise is in there.
Yeah.
It's very interesting stuff.
Yeah. So, so while we're talking about the Saints, the offense, mm-hmm. God, my brain shut off there for a second. My brain was staring. I was staring at Derek Carr. My brain kept wanting to say Raiders, and I was like, it's not the Raiders.
Raiders.
And then my brain was going, well, then who is it then? And I was like, I don't know, but I know it's not the Raiders.
Saints. Wait, I said it. Saints.
Saints offense. Anyways, are we gonna play Kendre Miller this week?
No.
I would not do it.
Yeah, I don't want to play anybody in this backfield. I think it's going to be mostly passing.
Kendre Miller or Jerome Ford?
Ford.
Mike?
Yeah, I got to go Ford too. I don't who's Kendre Miller right now. We don't even know.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
he's a running back too. For the Saints, Mike.
Played his college ball at Texas Christian University.
Yeah, how can I forget against Michigan? I just think that Jerome Ford, I mean, we don't even really know Jerome Ford all that much. He just came in last week, but I don't know. True. I'm going to go Ford.
So wait, Walker, TCU stands for Texas Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it stood for the cool university.
That's not a place I would consider cool.
I would, but they might would think that they're cool.
Yeah. Well, I think that's one of the not coolest things that you could do would be to name yourself the Cool University.
That's true.
Elon Musk ass naming conventions.
TCUX.
Yes, that's right.
The Cool University X. All righty. I'm trying to think of questions for this one. No Aaron Jones. Are we going to play AJ Dillon?
I think you kind of have to, don't you?
I kind of feel like you kind of have to, too, just because he'll be getting all that volume.
Right. I mean, he'll get like 18 touches. I mean, and he'll probably fall into the end zone. So he'll score like 12 points.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think?
He's already gotten quite a bit. I mean, he has 28 carries on the season right now. So, I mean, I don't know how much that was in game two because of Aaron Jones being out. But yeah, I think he's viable for RB2 flex. At the worst.
Yeah, AJ Dillon had 15 touches in week one, and with no Aaron Jones, 16 touches in week two. So big boost there for AJ Dillon.
Maybe this week he will crack 17 touches.
Alrighty, so you're starting Chris Olave. What about old man Michael Thomas? Old man Michael Thomas or perpetually old man, even though he's not old yet. Cortland Sutton.
Thomas.
Thomas, yeah.
I think so, too. Rashid Shaheed or... I'm trying to look here. Rashid Shaheed or Gabe Davis?
Davis.
Rashid Shaheed or Zay Jones?
Zay Jones is out, isn't he?
I have not gotten that far. Well, answer the question then. If Zay Jones is out, Rashid Shaheed or Zay Jones?
Rashid Shaheed, for sure.
That's okay. Close. That's really close.
Smash start, Rashid Shaheed, in this circumstance.
I don't know. He could get a sweep for a negative 1 yard and fumble it and then be out for the game. In which case, you should have stood. Walker's being mean to me now that Mike's back. Stop trying to show off for Mike. All right, I have the Saints winning this game, and I think they have the best defense, and it's two iffy offenses, so I'll go with the Saints.
Yeah, I just think some bullshit's going to happen, so I'm taking the Packers.
I got no.
Wait, you think some bullshit's going to happen, and you're not going to go with the team that has Mr. Bullshit himself on it? Taysom Hill?
Oh, no, but I'm a Lions fan, so I've experienced too much Packers BS.
That's fine. That's fair. All right. Let's go on to the next game. Dolphins and Broncos. The Dolphins are 2-0. The Broncos are 0-2. And it feels like everybody like there's so many revenge games. There's like Bradley Chubb and Vic Fangio. Who is Nick Fangio?
Nick Fangio. Famous Italian restaurateur.
Nicolini Fangio. All right. So on that note, Denver Broncos injuries. Justin Simmons didn't practice on Wednesday. He's rehabbing his injury from last week. They think it was a groin injury, but I'm not sure. They're not sure if he's playing, so I'm not sure if he's playing. How do you expect me to know? I'm not there. Shoot. Kareem Jackson won't be suspended for scrambling Logan Thomas's brains last week. For the Dolphins, Salvin Ahmed was listed as doubtful this week. Teron Armstead is questionable week three against the Broncos. I'm trying to figure out how, yeah, the Teron Armstead and David Bakhtiari, I'm trying to figure out how many times I've said who I've said has been questionable more, because it feels like every week.
I would say Armstead, because I think he's actually played more games.
That's true. Bakhtiari has been ruled out. Jalen Waddle, questionable with the concussion. So concussion players, they have to get cleared on Saturday or they're not going to play. So you'll know that well before game time if he's going to be playing. I have a feeling it's going to be in the 9 p.m. Pacific Adam Schefter news dump, whether he plays or not.
Yep.
And that is it for the Dolphins. So my first question is, hey, the Broncos offense is number one in points per drive. How are they doing that, and will they continue to do that?
They're doing it well. I mean, they got a Hail Mary that helped.
Sure.
Their defense hasn't been that great either, so they haven't gotten the ball that many times. I think being number one in that stat has just kind of been everything just happened to fall into place for that one thing to be true. But I do think the offense has certainly improved. I think Wilson looks better.
Mm-hmm. All right, Devin, what do you think, Mike? Yeah, you haven't been on, so let's talk about what do you think about Russell Wilson so far this year.
Well, a lot better than he was last year, which isn't hard to do when you're pretty much at the very bottom scrape, you know, stuff that you scrape off your shoes.
Bad.
And so he only direction he could go is up, and that's what he's been doing. As far as offense being, I think it's solid. I mean, Sean Payton's he's always had great offenses. So, but is it that New Orleans kind of offense? No. So that number one kind of threw me off a little bit.
But it threw me off too when I saw it.
It's solid. It's really, I think it's solid. It's just not spectacular.
Yeah, and they've finished nine drives with scores, and they've punted. Let's see, they've punted five times, and Russ has only thrown one interception this year. So, I think it's just a matter of them. I think Walker hit it with the Hail Mary, and then they are kicking a good amount of field goals and making them, because apparently I didn't realize Will Lutz was there too. So Sean Payton just is importing all the Saints.
Yes.
That's, I guess so.
That rules. Can't wait to see Travaris Cadet pop up there to replace with Jaleel McLaughlin. What's his name? Marquez Callaway. What's he up to?
He's literally on the Broncos.
Right on.
That's great. That's perfect. On that note, Mike, let's talk about your Dolphins question.
Yeah, Raheem Mostert, who's doing really well, RB4 on the year, without catching much passes, not that he ever really did anyways, but 28 carries for 158 yards, three touchdowns, so he's getting a lot of action without getting hurt, which is something strange for him as well. So my question for Mostert is he going to finish in the top 12 against this Denver's defense?
No,
I don't think so either, because Walker and I talked about it on Tuesday, where Raheem Mostert does one of two things. He gets to the line of scrimmage and there's a hole and he runs for 40 yards, or he gets to the line of scrimmage and he has to do something other than hit a hole and he goes for 0 yards. And I think more often than not in this game, it will be, whoa, hold on, pause. Not a lot of hole. Anyways, did that come through what I said?
No. It just went whoop, 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 for like 3 seconds, and then it came right back.
Oh, okay. So anyways, what I was saying was, yeah, we said Mostert will run for 40 yards or he'll not have any space to run and then will go for 0 yards. Like, he doesn't have a lot of those just like chunk, like small gain runs. So in this one against this Broncos defense, I think that he'll be kind of like, 13 for 50 type of game.
That's not going to do it.
That's not very good.
No, that's not. That's not it.
Yeah. Chief. That's not it, Chief. No, this is Broncos Dolphins, not the Chiefs.
Right.
Yeah. So let's talk about I would not start Marvin Mims despite what happened last week. I will start both Miami receivers. Mostert, I mean, are you going to find a better option than that? I mean, we're not very high on him, but Walker, where do you have him ranked?
I have him at 19, so you're probably still starting him.
Yeah, I don't feel good about it. Mike, it sounds like you don't feel good about it either.
No, not really. I think he's still starting, but not he's not going to finish top 12.
Okay. Russell Wilson. I mean, Russell Wilson or Geno?
Wilson.
Yeah, barely.
Yeah, I think so. You can't bench Tua. Nope. You can't start a tight end in this game. Jerry Jeudy, are we starting Jerry Jeudy this week?
In shallower, like in two wide receiver leagues, I could see not starting him. In three wide receiver leagues, I think, yeah, you're firing him up.
Mike, is it the same thing where it's one of those like you don't know how you can get away from him in deeper leagues?
Yeah, especially with the offense, the way it's been sort of moving along. I think that Jeudy, especially second week back, is more of a play than someone like Courtland Sutton. So, yeah, that makes sense.
That's fair. And that was going to be my next question. Like, are we out on Courtland Sutton?
Yeah, I wouldn't be looking for a reason to play him.
Me neither. Much like, I'm trying to think of something good here. I don't know. We all pick MIA.
Oh yeah. Whatever.
Much like people saying their favorite song about paper planes, we're all picking MIA.
Hmm.
Hmm. No.
Not great.
You don't want a gunshot, 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 and then cash register sound and take your money?
That is how it goes.
All right, we're all picking Miami. Chargers, Vikings, the battle of the 0-2s, 54-point over-under. This game is even because nobody knows who's going to screw this up. Injuries.
They're going to tie.
Injuries in this one. Joey Bosa is questionable for week 3, but it's the same hamstring injury as last week, so he should be playing. Austin Eckler is out with his ankle injury. That's pretty much it for injuries from the Chargers. Mike Williams is on the injury report, but he's practicing in full, so he'll be playing. For the Vikings, Scam Fakers ended up somewhere, but he's not going to play this week. According to Kevin O'Connell, more than likely. Christian Darrisaw was removed from the week 3 injury report with his ankle injury. Garrett Bradbury, who missed last week with his back injury, is questionable against the Chargers. It looks like he will be playing, but it's a 50-50. Linebacker Marcus Davenport for the Vikings will not be playing. So, let's talk about Mike. You have a question about Austin Eckler's backup.
Yeah, Josh Kelly. Is he going to finish in the top 15 now that Eckler's out again?
I mean, he's playing the Minnesota Vikings, and it's not like the Minnesota Vikings gave up a massive game to DeAndre Swift last week or anything like that. And it's not like they gave up a massive game in week 1 as well. That player is escaping me. Oh, God, who did they play in week 1?
Rashad Vikings? White, who wasn't very good.
Oh, I thought Rashad White.
No, the Rashad White was good last week.
Who am I thinking of? I don't know. Another team. Anyways, forget I said anything. Within the top 15, no. Within the top 20, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I would put him in that. Like, I have Raheem Mostert at 19. I think I might trust Mostert a little bit more, but, I mean, I have James Cook at 20, who I don't love. So, yeah, I mean, he's an RB2.
Okay. Mike, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I want to see him do well just because I have him in a fantasy league. But other than that, I think it's against the Vikings, though. The Vikings really gave it up to last week. Gave Swift. Up a lot of you. Swift.
Yeah,
really.
Swift.
Not to say that Kelly's like Swift, but they're definitely exposed to the running game. So top 15 might be a little too much. And I'm thinking more like 20 to 24.
What are your thoughts on your own question?
He's not.
I was looking at Walker. Am I the one who took the edible? What the hell? I told you.
What the heck?
I've been dying. I'm dying. Okay. You're starting Justin Herbert. Are we giving up on Gerald Everett?
Yes, probably.
Yeah. As the world's foremost Gerald Everett fan, I am giving up on him, which means he will score 2 touchdowns this week. What about Mike Williams? We're starting him, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Keenan Allen's a must start. All right.
Yes.
For the Vikings, let's get the must start out of the way. It's Justin Jefferson. It's Kirk Cousins. C.J. Hawkinson. Mm-hmm. But then from there, you have Jordan Addison. You have K.J. Osborne. You have Alexander Mattison. Walker, what is your question this week?
Over under 0.5 touchdowns for Jordan Addison.
Way over. Get rid of the point. It's 5 touchdowns this week for Jordan Addison.
Oh my God.
Super stud.
Jordan Addison. I mean, you look at who, like, I would say he scores a touchdown just because the Chargers have been getting torched by running back or by wide receivers. I mean, Treylon Burks was 3 for 76 last week.
Yeah, but did he score a touchdown?
No, but Nick Westbrook-Ikhina did, and nobody wants to admit it.
He did do that.
And Tyreek Hill, week 1, 2, 15, and 2, and I'm not saying that Jordan Addison is Tyreek Hill. But good. I'm also not saying that. I mean, River Craycraft scored a touchdown in week 1. I mean, come on. Jordan Addison's better than River Craycraft.
I'm going under.
I'm going over, baby. Mike?
Yeah, I think it's a tough one, but I'm going to go under as well.
Yes. Push. Half a touchdown. Yeah. All right. Are we starting Jordan Addison? Is it a Jerry Jeudy situation where a 3 wide receiver league, you're not sure how you get away from it?
If you have Jordan Addison, I would say you're probably playing him. I mean, I don't have him ranked super high, but I don't really see how you get away from him if you drafted him.
Okay. Sounds good. Mike, what did you say?
Yeah, I agree with Walker. He's been really good, probably the best rookie receiver thus far. So I think you definitely I don't know, Zay Flowers might be up there too, but yeah, I think if you have him, you can start him.
Okay. K.J. Osborne, you're leaving on your bench. I just needed a player to say other than Jordan Addison. What about Madison? He's been really stinky for the first 2 weeks of the season. You know, he's not quite getting what we expected. You know, he scored a touchdown week 1, so his day was saved. But he's gone 11 carries and 3 receptions for 44 yards in week 1 and 8 carries and 3 receptions for 41 yards in week 2. So are we starting him against the Chargers, who allow the 13th most fantasy points to running backs?
I am. I think that this is probably the last week that you can like confidently start him, but I do think he'll do pretty well this week.
I think that you can confidently start him in week 4 because he gets Carolina, but then after, and I don't think Akers is going to get a lot of touches, but then after that, it's a bit of a mess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of disappointed because I thought Madison was going to at least be viable. He's not even that. I mean, he's been so bad that the Vikings are like, no, you know what we need to get? We need a solution to this problem. And the solution is Cam Akers.
Cam Akers, baby.
Let's get a bad running back to add to our bad running back.
So that's how bad Madison's been. So, yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, it very much is gross. So I'm going to take the Vikings. I think that the Chargers will outcharger the Vikings.
I'm going with the Chargers.
I'm going Minnesota.
So I heard a stat. It was the last 99 teams to go 0-3. One of them made the playoffs. So whoever loses this game is probably going to be on the outside looking in on the playoffs. So good luck to the Chargers. I would say whoever loses this game, their coach is probably getting fired at the end of the year.
Do you think O'Connell will get fired after 2 years? Year one going 13-4?
Oh, this is his second year. I was thinking this was his third year.
No, this is
his second year. Yeah, no. Okay, no. So after Brandon Staley loses, he gets fired at the end of the year.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. I was thinking this was O'Connell's third year for some reason. All right. Oh boy. Patriots, Jets. Patriots are 0-2. Jets are 1-1. 37-point over under New England. 2.5-point favorites. Let's just get this out of the way. We are all picking New England in this game because the Jets are – they're bad, folks. They're real bad. Injuries in this one. Cornerback Marcus Jones for the Patriots went on IR with a torn labrum. They signed the unfancy version of the Jets starting quarterback. They signed Will Greer. To quote Kev, Zach Wilson is fancy Will Greer. Devontae Parker limited in practice on Wednesday, but should be playing. And that's it for injuries for the Patriots. For the Jets, Aaron Rodgers is out for the year.
What? When did that happen?
Tony Adams is out for this one. Breece Hall is going to be playing. Dr. Duvernay-Tardif retired from the NFL. Apparently, he was on the Jets. So this one, Walker, what is your question for this game? What are we going over or under on?
Over under 79.5 scrimmage yards for Ramondre Stevenson.
I'm going to say over. I think this is going to be a game where the Patriots are going to be running the ball a ton. And so I think it's going to be a lot of Ramondre Stevenson. I Zeke Elliott, he's doo-doo. He's really bad. Ramondre Stevenson hasn't been great, but, I mean, Zeke Elliott looks fully cooked out there. So I think this is a game where they give Ramondre a ton of touches to kind of salt the game away, and he'll get, you know, it might not be the most efficient 80 yards, but I think he'll get there.
Yeah, I don't know. He had 12 for 25 against Philadelphia, and then 15 for 50. But
he had 6 for 64 against Philadelphia through the air.
Yeah, he did. That's true. And he scored a touchdown against Miami. So he's doing something out there, at least, no matter how bad it's been. Let's see. 79 scrimmage yards, 80. I'm going to say no. He'll go just underneath that. It'll be like 75.
Dang, Mike hates Ramondre Stevenson.
I hate him. Can't stand him.
Is Ramondre going to play more or fewer than 73% of snaps? Because he played that each of the first two games.
I'll actually say fewer, but like barely.
72% of snaps?
Like, I was going to say just 70.
Oh. Is my dog showing up on Mike? She's laying on the ground whining because I'm not paying attention to her.
I couldn't hear.
Okay, perfect. She's being a baby because I'm not going to her. I'm trying her to come to me, but because I'm not going to her, she's whining. Anyways, are we starting a Patriot not named Ramondre Stevenson or Hunter Henry?
Yeah, he's been surprising too.
Yeah, I'm starting Henry.
Yeah, me too. Well, except for the one league I have him, I also have Mark Andrews, so I'm not starting Hunter Henry, but oops. In theory, I would be. If I didn't. Go ahead.
Mike's just like turning lights on.
I'm trying to turn this damn thing on and it won't. Mike
has wandered away from the computer. And I only have the active talking screen up on my computer to save resources. So it's real trouble. I didn't know what Walker was laughing about. Anyways, I'm very distracted by my dog. So let's talk about the Jets. They're really bad. Like really bad. Is 17.25 implied points for the Jets too high?
It might be. Yeah, it's possible.
I mean, they have they scored 22 points in week one, 10 points in week two. But that 22 points was a very weird game against the Bills that went into overtime. They scored 16 points in regulation. So they haven't reached 17 points in regulation yet.
And they're playing the Patriots. So, yeah, it probably is too high, honestly.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think?
I'm going to say it's too high, but they'll do it anyways.
What?
Yeah, they'll reach that mark.
That means it's not too high.
Right, but it's too high.
Mike's trying to play it both sides.
It looks bad, but they'll get it.
Mike's like, that number is too high, and also I'm taking the over. So let's talk about, we're starting Breece Hall, right?
I mean, he's a flex play, I would say.
Ooh, that's rough.
Like a high level. Rough. I mean, he's a high level flex play, but like, that's as far as I'd go right now because he's just not getting a lot of touches.
Breece Hall or Damian Pierce?
Hall.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same situation. So I'll go with the better athlete in Breece Hall.
All right, Breece Hall or Jerome Ford?
I think I'll have Ford.
Yeah, I have Ford ranked higher.
What about Breece Hall or Gus Edwards?
I'd go with Hall.
I'd go Edwards.
Ooh. Versus,
Justice Hill, I think, is out.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, Justice Hill is out.
So I think it's going to be all Edwards.
Yeah. Mike's scared of Izzy Abanaconda.
Yeah, that
he's coming for you. Can we cut Dalvin Cook, speaking of?
I mean, I have him ranked 34. He's going to get some touches. It's just he doesn't look very good out there. I mean, I don't know if you cut him yet, because if you cut him, your waiver wire options are going to be a bunch of like 1Bs and like, you know, you're going to be looking at what,
a bunch of Dalvin Cooks, a bunch of Dalvin Cooks, basically.
Yeah. So, I mean, I cut him, probably not, but he's a speculative flex.
OK. So Garrett Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing with him? High end flex.
You're playing
high end wide receiver three.
You're playing him. Low end to mid tier wide receiver two.
Mike, what do you think?
I guess. I mean, there's no one else, so I might as well. It's just Zach Wilson is just, you know, so that's going to really affect Garrett Wilson. So I'm not exactly excited by it, but
Garrett Wilson, they're going to throw it to. Yeah. Garrett Wilson or Nico Collins?
Nico.
Going up against the Jags.
Oh, against the Jags. I still might go Nico Collins.
Wilson.
Okay. Garrett Wilson or DJ Moore at KC?
Wilson. Yeah.
Zay Flowers?
Wilson.
Yeah.
Okay. Or George Pickens at Vegas?
Pickens.
Or Pittman at Baltimore.
Oh, Pittman for sure.
Yeah.
Mike's too scared to say it. Okay.
I am a little tentative.
Mike hates his own team.
I can't stand
him. Mike loves Gardner Minshew.
I love Gardner Minshew. Minshew was awesome last week.
All right. We got the Patriots winning this one in what's going to be a game that none of us will want to talk about. Next game up. The Bills and the Washington Commanders. This is a 44-point over-under. Buffalo, 6.5-point favorites. Injuries in this one for the Buffalo Bills. We have definitely not waiting for this to load because it's All right, here we go. Dawson Knox, full participant on Friday. He's good. James Cook missed practice on Thursday, but it was a personal thing. He's set to play on Sunday, so don't worry about that. And that's it for the Bills. For the Washington Commies, sorry, my dog is just whining on the ground because like, she won't. I won't pay attention to her. Logan Thomas ruled out with a concussion. Curtis Samuel questionable with a hip injury. And that is it for the Commanders. So my question in this one is, does James Cook get any carries inside the 10 this week? So the reason that I'm asking this is because I talked about this on Tuesday, which is James Cook is going to be the most frustrating person to roster on your fantasy team because he was big last week. He had two carries inside the 10, and those are his only carries inside the 10. And neither one went for a touchdown. They went for 7 yards. They were at about the 9 yard line. So does he get any carries inside the 10 this week? And does he score a touchdown?
Yes, he gets one. And no, he does not score a touchdown.
Exactly what Walker just said.
All right, fine. James Cook or Ramondre Stevenson?
Stevenson.
Yeah, Stevenson.
All right, where's James Cook for you guys this week? Is he middling running back two?
Yeah, mid-tier to low-end running back two.
Okay.
He's been doing okay, though. He's been doing okay, though, hasn't he? Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just super frustrating to watch because they get around the goal line and it's all old man Lat Murray and Damian Harris.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then he, every time he touches the ball, he's pretty electric with it. So, yeah, right now he's RB17. But, yeah, I don't know what my point was, but whatever.
Run him out there.
Yeah, just play him.
Yeah, you're playing him.
James Cook or Brian Robinson?
Cook.
Yeah, I got to go Robinson just because the volume.
All right, so Mike, you want to know if Brian Robinson is top 24?
Yeah, is he going to finish in that area? Which kind of surprised me considering how high he is now with what is he, RB3 on the season?
I think you said he was 3, yeah.
Yeah, 3. Yeah. No, it's I would lean yes just because he's probably going to get a lot of touches. I don't think he's going to score a touchdown this week, so I think it's going to be barely. But if you have him, I think you're playing him.
Yeah, I would say Brian Robinson is a guy that you got to keep running out there every week, and I would definitely start him over James Cook to answer my own question, just because James Cook has gotten 4% of the red zone opportunities, whereas Brian Robinson has gotten 27%.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a stupid game that we play, but – you know, a touchdown is worth 60 rushing yards. So you got to kind of lean into that a little bit. And so I would go Brian Robinson. I do think he's top 24. I'd start him over. I'm trying to think. I'm looking at. I'd start him over Madison, obviously. I would probably start him over Swift. It's Josh Kelly is where it gets iffy for me. I would probably lean Robinson. Just because there's so many other guys on the Chargers that could score touchdowns other than Josh Kelly. Also, Josh Kelly's not very good, so there is that.
It's true.
He's bad. Zach Moss or Brian Robinson?
Robinson.
Yeah, I have to go Robinson just because the defense, the Ravens defense.
Okay. Sam Howell's a quarterback two. Josh Allen is probably the quarterback two for Walker.
Quarterback five.
All right. So you're still starting him. Yes. Josh Allen or Kirk Cousins.
Cousins.
Woo! There we go.
That's crazy.
You're starting Terry McLaurin. Bench Antonio Gibson. Bench. Who's that other guy? Jahan Dotson for now. What are we doing with the Bills guys, the Bills tight ends, sorry.
Dalton Kincaid might be a sneaky-ish start this week. He's had decent volume, but again, the touchdown seems kind of unlikely. So probably he's going to end up as like tight end 15 on the week and it'll be fine. Knox doesn't get targeted enough consistently. Yeah, I mean, then if you look at the receivers, obviously you're starting Diggs, and Davis is a boom bust wide receiver three as always.
Yep, that's going to be his career, boom bust wide receiver three. All right, anything else you guys want to talk about in this game?
What's interesting is that they're sharing pretty much the same amount of volume as far as snap goes between Knox and
Kincaid.
Knox out, I think it out snaps him by a little bit, but neither of them are getting targeted all that much. So I think they're both eliminating each other from having a strong week. So the most you could probably hope for is a touchdown out of one of these guys. And that's just not, you know, consistent enough with, especially when you have Stephon Diggs and things. I don't think you could play either one of these guys.
Yeah, I don't think so either. They're feasting off of each other and becoming lower blob guys. So, all right, let's move on. Oh, we all have Buffalo winning, obviously. Let's move on to the next one. We've got the Texans and the Jags. Mike, two of your favorite teams in the NFL, right?
Oh yeah, love both of these guys. Absolutely.
Love both of them. All right, this is a 44-point over-under. Jags 9.5-point favorites. Injuries in this one. Josh Allen. No, not that Josh Allen. The other Josh Allen, folks. He's expected to play in week three. Zay Jones has missed multiple practices this week. He's probably not going to play. They say that he's day-to-day, but it doesn't sound like he's playing. Tank Bigsby might as well have not played last week. Got him. Laremy Tunsil is questionable to play for the Texans. The safety for the Texans, Jalen Petrie, will not play with a bruised lung. And C.J. Stroud, he was questionable. He was iffy all week, but he was upgraded for full practice this week, as was Tank Dell, both on Thursday. So they just kind of got a slowdown on Wednesday. And Derek Stingley could miss several games after injuring his hamstring in practice. That sucks. He was, number four pick last year, number three?
Trayvon Walker?
No, Derek Stingley.
Derek Stingley. Oh, yeah. Third pick.
Third pick. I think. Yeah. Because Sauce went at four to the Jets. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
OK. So, yeah. Number three pick last year. Derek Stingley will be missing several games. So obviously he won't be playing in this one. All right. My question is, after two games, we've seen a lot of target volume going Nico Collins's way. Through two games, he has 20 targets for 13 catches, 226 yards, and a touchdown. Is he must start at this point after the huge 146-yard effort last week against the Colts?
I would say, again, it depends on league construction. In three wide receiver leagues, absolutely. In two wide receiver leagues, I could see situations where you're not playing him this week.
Mike, what do you think about Nico?
I mean, as you pointed out, he had a huge week against Indianapolis, but he didn't do too bad against Baltimore either, where he had 11 targets and caught 6 for 80. And so Jacksonville, Baltimore defense, unless I'm wrong, are kind of the same. I could see him doing 6 for 80 for another week here. Sure.
I would say my answer is two wide receiver leagues, no. Three wide receiver leagues, abso-freaking-lutely. Damian Pierce, does he suck, folks?
I don't know. I guess I'm surprised at how much Jeff hates Damian Pierce.
He sucks. He's one of the worst running backs in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, he's not great. I wouldn't be starting him.
He's averaging 15 touches for 41 yards a game.
No, it hasn't been good at all.
Yeah, I mean, he's just gross. And the offensive line is also gross. So it's going to be bad. I would not start him. I would say he's a low-end flex at best this week.
Low-end flex sounds right. I have him at running back 32. So, yeah, not great.
Mike, do you have Damian Pierce anywhere?
I do.
Oh, boy.
In a few leagues. In fact, I have him in Walker's league. but mm-hmm. I don't start him.
That's good. That's the right way to have Damian Pierce on your team.
Yeah. All yeah, right. He just kind of sits there.
Yeah. And that's it. We're only starting Nico Collins on the Texans, right? Are we starting Robert Woods or Tank Dell?
No.
And Dalton Schultz has fallen by the wayside as well. So let's talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars. Walker, what is your over-under for this game?
Over under 59.5 Calvin Ridley receiving yards.
Way under. No, he's going over.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I was just giving you a shit, as the kids say. Because Mike, yeah. Do you remember when Walker and I had the bet for Calvin Ridley versus Jordan Addison?
No, but I heard it on the podcast.
Yeah, guess who's winning now, baby?
And then I also remember Michael Pittman.
I'm definitely going to lose that one.
That was right. A good argument.
I would say over for this one for Calvin Ridley. I think he has a bounce back game against the Texans, especially without Stingley.
I agree. Yeah.
Mike, what do you think?
Well, it all depends too, because you have the other wide receiver there. What's his name?
Christian Kirk.
So I just think it's going to go back and forth. That last week was Christian Kirk. This week, Calvin Ridley. So I'm going to go with Calvin Ridley with the over.
All right. Stop me when I don't get to a player that's a must start. Trevor Lawrence, Evan Ingram, Calvin Ridley, Christian Kirk.
Christian Kirk. Yeah.
Okay. Christian Kirk, kind of a wide receiver three flex-ish type guy.
Yeah, flex type guy. Yeah.
I don't even know that. I mean, if we look again, it's small sample, but the first 2 weeks it was all Calvin Ridley, then it was all Christian Kirk. So if that trend continues and it's Calvin Ridley, that means no room for Christian Kirk.
All right,
Jones is gone.
He is gone. So that might open up some opportunities for Christian Kirk. But I do understand what Mike's saying, where it's like, oh, Christian Kirk, bro, disappeared in week one entirely. So I understand being gun shy about that and wanting to see how the pattern emerges. Travis Etienne, must start.
Yes. Must start. Yes. Yeah.
Tank Bigsby. he sucks, folks.
Woof. He's been real bad.
And we all pick the Jacksonville Jaguars. Boys, we gotta hurry this up. Because yes. we're still in the 10 a.m. game.
We're still 10 o'clock games.
Nice. All right. Colts, Ravens. Colts are 1-1, and the Ravens are 2-0. This is a 45-point over-under with Baltimore as 8-point favorites. I'm sorry. My dog is going off. Injuries for the Ravens. We mentioned it earlier. Justice Hill will not be playing. Neither will Ronnie Stanley or Marlon Humphrey. It's looking like I don't see anything about Linderbaum not playing. Odell Beckham is questionable. So we'll see how that develops. For the Colts, we kind of also mentioned this earlier. No Richardson in this one. No Anthony Richardson. It'll be Gardner Minshew. Quentin Nelson is questionable with a toe injury. He didn't practice on Wednesday or Thursday, but he did practice on Friday. Ryan Kelly is out with a concussion. And Mike, let's talk about your question for this game.
Yeah, is Zach Moss going to finish in the RB2 range? He had a very good game, but that was against Houston in his first game back on the season. Now he's going against the Ravens defense. So is he going to at least finish in RB2 range?
I mean, I have him ranked at 22. I think he'll get enough volume in this game, and he'll probably catch a few passes from Minshew. So I think he's got a pretty safe floor. I don't see a big ceiling in this game because I don't think he's going to be breaking off a lot of long runs against this Baltimore defense. But yeah, I mean, I think he's probably you're probably playing him in more cases than not, I would say.
I think that based on pure volume alone, he's going to be a running back too. It's going to be the offense is going to be him and Michael Pittman, and that's it.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's pretty much it. Yeah,
and
do I wish Jonathan Taylor was healthy.
Oh yeah, that would be nice. Moss and Pittman are the only ones you're worrying about or starting. You're not worrying about any other Colts, right?
Yeah. I'm certainly not playing Minshew against Baltimore, no.
Not even in a two-quarterback league would I, unless I'm desperate.
Yeah, no. No. Yeah, Minshew will be serviceable, but he's not fantasy worthy.
No, he's not. Certainly not my fantasies. All right. So let's talk about the Ravens. And Walker, what's your over under for the Ravens?
Over under 69.5 rushing yards for Gus Edwards.
Nice. Over. No analysis, just giving you the over.
Okay.
Colts defense is tough against a run, though. But 69.5, I could see him going for 73, so I'll go with over.
Dang, Mike's saying I predict this number of yards, so I will go over.
Yeah, I'm going under on this one.
All righty. For the Ravens.
You're starting Lamar.
You're starting Mark Andrews. You're starting Gus Edwards. Are you starting any of the wide receivers?
Zay Flowers is a wide receiver 3 for me.
Yeah, the Colts defense has not been able to stop the pass very well at all. Or I would say bench Lamar Jackson because he hasn't done much of anything this year.
Dang, the world's foremost Lamar Jackson hater is back.
I have reason. He's a QB 20 on the year right now.
All right, Mike, Lamar Jackson or Andy Dalton? Don't you do it?
That's a tough one. I'll go Lamar Jackson. But yeah, that's a tough one though. That's really tough.
God, get out of here! Get out of here, Mike. I think that's it for this game. Very straightforward game. We're all taking the Baltimore. I almost said the Orioles. I do not think the Orioles will win this game. However,
the clutch field goal by Adley Rutschman.
Gunnar Henderson with a pick 6. All right. Next game up, we're finally in the afternoon. Panthers Seahawks. Panthers 0-2, Seahawks 1-1. 42 point over under. Seattle 6-point favorites. I mentioned earlier kind of Andy Dalton will be starting in place of Bryce Young, who was ruled out for week 3 with an ankle injury, and this is rough. Andy Dalton was referred to as a journeyman. He has reached that part of his career they're not wrong. He's brutal. On his fourth team in 4 years.
Yeah, they got his ass.
Yeah. Fifth team in 5 years because he was at Dallas for 1 year, right? Cincy, Dallas, Chicago.
Cincy, Dallas, Chicago, New Orleans.
New Orleans. Yeah, that's
Carolina.
In Carolina. So fifth team in 5 years?
Yeah.
Big yikes. Officially journeyman Andy Dalton. He will be starting. Miles Sanders was limited in practice with a pec injury, but he's going to be playing. And then for the Seattle Seahawks, Tariq Woolen is doubtful with a chest injury. Will Disley is doubtful with a shoulder injury. DK Metcalf is questionable with a ribs injury, but he's on track to play, according to Pete Carroll. Jamal Adams is questionable with a knee injury. And Pete Carroll says he's, quote, as close as you can get to playing in week 3, which means, of course, he won't be playing going by the Pete Carroll ometer. Charles Cross missed practice on Wednesday. And Kobe Bryant missed practice on Wednesday as well with a toe injury.
Because he's dead.
Come on, Walker.
I'm sorry.
Mike, let's talk about Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders, yeah. Is he a top 24 candidate against the Seattle Seahawks defense?
I think so. I think he's the only good player on this offense.
Not only is he not a top 24 candidate, but he's a top 12 candidate. Let's go.
Ooh. Walker, Miles Sanders or Christian McCaffrey?
Christian McCaffrey.
Okay, just making sure. Miles Sanders or Kieran Williams?
Williams.
Or Josh Kelly?
Sanders.
All right, Mike, what do you think? Kieran Williams or Miles Sanders?
I got to go Kieran Williams. Well, the biggest problem right now with Sanders is he's back to not scoring touchdowns again.
Freaking bum.
Yeah, what's the matter with him? I got to go Kieran Williams.
I think he gets touchdown this week.
Ooh, let's go. Is Miles Sanders the only Panther we're even going to worry about in this game?
Let's see here. Panther? Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Our boy Hayden Hurst. All right, so that's it for the Panthers. Let's talk about the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. You're starting both wide receivers, and I say both because my question is, how much patience are we going to have with JSN?
I wouldn't play him this week.
Well, yes, neither would I.
I think you can have quite a bit of patience with him because, I mean, DK Metcalf's already banged up. Tyler Lockett's 32 years old. I mean, I think there's room for him in this offense, certainly. We saw Geno Smith look to him in scramble drills. I think he's going to be an effective short area target. It's just that that role doesn't lead to a lot of touchdowns. And so, unfortunately, he's not going to be super productive for fantasy. You know, he's going to be a PPR, even, you know, as his role grows, he'll still be a PPR wide receiver three type guy. So, I mean, yeah, you probably didn't draft him until like the eighth round. So I think you can still get value out of him. But, you know, it's been a slow start.
Let me ask you about this, and Mike, I'll let you answer first. You have to lose a player off of your roster because we'll say Travis Kelce is available on waivers, so you have to drop a player. I had to pick a player you had to pick up who was at a different
position.
It's a guillotine league. Are you going to drop Zach Charbonnet or JSN?
I'm going to drop Zach Charbonnet.
Zach Charbonnet?
Yeah. I think as the season goes on, you'll see JSN start to take over, whether it's because of injury or just unproductive situation out of one of the guys, and they're going to want to get him, the rookie, involved with more touches anyway. So where Zach Charbonnet definitely has more of a limited ceiling. So if I have to go future-wise, I want to go JSN.
Okay, Walker, JSN or Charbonnet? One of them's got to go.
Charbonnet's gone. Yeah, I don't think this is a difficult decision at all. You probably spent more draft capital on Smith Najigba, and he's a better player.
I agree. It was just something that I thought of on the drive home. These are two rookies that were universally drafted that are just kind of bumming around. Right? Yeah.
Not doing anything.
All right. And Geno Smith, we kind of already played the Geno Smith game, so we'll skip that. And
I will just say I would not play Geno Smith this week.
Okay. Mike, I will ask Mike, Geno Smith or Jared Goff?
That's a tough one. I think they're going to finish probably around the same, but I'm going to go Jared Goff.
All right. I think everybody's heard my dog there. Sorry. I touched her sore ear and she did not like it. Yeah, no, it's okay. Sorry, I would go Jared Goff as well. I would not want to start Geno Smith this week. I think it's going to be a lot of running out the clock. Yeah, I think that's it. You're starting Kenneth Walker.
Yeah, I was going to say Kenneth Walker, you're starting, yeah.
Yeah, Kenneth Walker. Oh, man, he's pretty down low. Hold on. Did I just miss him? Okay, I missed him. I saw he's top 10. Okay. I was like, he's pretty low in the expert consensus ranks. Walker, where do you have Kenneth Walker?
11.
All right, we got the Seahawks sweeping this one. Let's talk Bears Chiefs. This is my upset of the week, as in I will be upset if I have to watch this game. I almost had you guys for a second. Bears Chiefs. So injuries in this one. The Chicago Bears, Eddie Jackson is doubtful to play with a foot injury. Darnell Mooney, we talked about on the Tuesday episode, he was dealing with a knee issue. He was removed from the week 3 injury report. Bears re-signed Nathan Peterman because they cut him. I don't know why they cut him. Were they like thinking that would distract from this whole Alan Williams thing?
I don't know. I have no idea what's going on there at all.
They placed Braxton Jones on IR. Did you see that somebody stole $100,000 worth of camera equipment from them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Chicago Bears killing the game. The Kansas City Chiefs, Nick Bolton will not play this week with an ankle injury. Kadarius Toney is questionable with his toe injury. Isaiah Pacheco is questionable with a hamstring injury. Both are expected to play. Richie James will not be playing. I will let you both talk about Cole Kmet while I let my dog out.
Okay.
Go for it, Walker.
Yeah, so my question is, over under 3.5 receptions for Cole Kmet this week.
Has he caught 3 receptions like all season?
Oh yeah.
Is he up there?
I know he
didn't do much of anything last week.
He's got 9 catches on the season.
9 catches.
He's 5 for 44 against the Packers, 4 for 38 against the Buccaneers.
Okay. So that's better than I thought.
Absolutely. Sorry.
I agree with Jeff. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree too. I'm very high on Cole Kmet this week. I think he's my start of the week. I just think that this is a quarterback who's desperate for a security blanket, and it's going to be Kmet. He's already caught 9 balls this year. I think that he's going to catch, 5 more, and I think he's a really solid tight end option. He's your best blob option right now.
Yeah, it sucks because I hate Cole Kmet.
Yeah, he's not great. I mean, he's the most average guy.
Yeah, you think about, you have to, Justin Fields has not downgraded, he's devolved. He doesn't trust, what's going to happen when he releases the ball. So go to your tight end.
Yep.
So that's going to happen.
Going to be a 6 for 49 for Kmet this week or something like that.
Ooh, he's going to get the double Ertz.
Yes, that's right.
We're starting DJ Moore. Are we starting Khalil Herbert?
Are we starting DJ Moore?
I mean, as a wide receiver 3, that's a valid question. Are we?
I don't know.
I mean, I have him at 28.
Okay, but, so in a 2 wide receiver league, maybe not.
Yeah, I could see a scenario where you're not.
Sorry, it depends, Mike, on if you consider the flux starting.
I mean, it is a starting spot, so yeah.
Yeah, I think he's not going to be a wide receiver 1, wide receiver 2, but you can probably... He's a wide receiver 45 on the season right now. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, so you're saying that Justin Fields did not unlock DJ Moore?
No, he did not unlock DJ Moore.
And DJ Moore did not turn Justin Fields into the next... Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts, which was some nonsense that I saw on Twitter the preseason.
Yikes. No, that didn't happen either. He only has 9 targets. He's caught 8, but he's only had 9 targets on the season. I mean,
man. Well, remember the halcyon days of preseason week 1 where he was catching balls in the flat or behind the line of scrimmage. Wasn't even just in the flat and running 75 yards.
Yeah, just like running, no defense attempt at all. Lineman 5 yards downfield before the pass is thrown.
Yeah, refs looking into the crowd. Nobody's paying attention. Nobody cares. So let me ask. We didn't have to talk about Khalil Herbert. Are we starting Khalil Herbert? Mike.
It's fine.
Khalil Herbert or Isaiah Pacheco, Mike?
I'd probably go Pacheco, but neither one of them ideal. I mean, Roshan Johnson's getting playing time too, so I don't know. I think I would go Pacheco.
I would also go Pacheco.
I think so too. Now Mike's dogs are going ham. Dang, Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Where are your pets to go ham?
I have 1 cat and she's not very loud.
Why isn't she going ham?
I
make her go ham, Walker.
No. Okay. I don't want to.
All right, fine.
Grab her by the tail, swing her around.
No. All right, let's talk about the Chiefs. You're starting this Patrick Mahomes fella. You're starting this Travis Kelce fella. Isaiah Pacheco is a low end running back too, like running back 22.
I have him at 18.
Okay. Mike?
Who do you have at 18?
Pacheco.
Pacheco? Yeah. That sounds about right.
Okay, cool.
Pacheco or Jimbo Connor?
Pacheco, because of matchup.
Yeah, Mike, Jimbo's playing the Cowboys, like we talked about. Or like we will talk about in the next game.
I'm going to go Connor anyways, just because he's going to have the volume.
That's the only thing that might make me lean Connor over Pacheco is just because, like I said, Touchdown's worth 6 points, and Pacheco doesn't get touchdown opportunities. So that's what'll have me going Connor over Pacheco. Pacheco or Rashad White against versus Philly?
Pacheco.
No, against. I'm going to have to go White, barely.
Dang. Mike said White is right.
White is right.
See? Right there. He said it. All right.
Clip it.
Clip it.
Clip it and send it.
My question was, did Sky Moore separate himself, or is this a merry-go-round with the wide receivers? I'm going to answer you right. I'm going to answer this question right now. It's a merry-go-round. Please don't start Sky Moore this week.
No, I wouldn't even consider a Chiefs receiver at all.
Not even Rashee Rice?
I wouldn't even consider them people, to be honest with you.
Whoa.
Oh.
They are faceless entities in the void.
They're interchangeable figures. All right. All three of us have the Chiefs. Pretty straightforward game. You're starting Justin Fields, even though he sucked so far. We forgot to talk about Justin Fields.
Yeah, I mean, he runs so good.
Yeah, the rushing upside is too good.
I honestly think that you could probably find a better option. Like, I would start Jared Goff over Justin Fields.
Damn. Good thing I only have Justin Fields in two quarterback leagues.
Yeah, then you're definitely playing him.
Yeah. By the way, updates from the Teshapalooza League where I had to trade for Josh Dobbs. Guess who traded a 2025 fourth-round pick for Andy Dalton?
Is it you?
It's me.
Hell yeah.
Mike, I don't think you haven't been on when I've been talking about this league. It is a 16-team super flex league where my quarterbacks were Kyler Murray and Trey Lance. And now I have four Cardinals quarterbacks on my roster. And wow. Now Andy Dalton. Let's Damn. Go, baby. I got two starting quarterbacks for this week. Anyways. Yeah.
He's also 4-0 in the league.
I am also undefeated.
You're 4-0 in the...
Damn. Yeah, Josh Dobbs had 30 fantasy points last week.
Yeah, Dobbs went off.
Okay, but what about week one when he had like three?
All right, let's talk about it. Fine, if we're going to talk about it, let's be about it. Hold on. I am genuinely wondering how I did that in week one. Let's see, week one, Teshapalooza. I am 4-0 in week one. It was... This is thrilling radio. Aaron Jones, Stephon Diggs, Kendrick Bourne, Tony Pollard. They're who carried me.
Okay, yeah, fair.
My whole roster isn't bad, just my quarterbacks.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, yeah, that'd be great. It's like, yeah, my whole roster is bad. Also, I have no quarterbacks. Like, what were you doing?
Yeah, you just didn't get any players?
Yeah, I just didn't take any players. It's 16 teams. All right, let's talk about the next game. Let's be very quick about this one. Cardinals, Cowboys. Cardinals are 0-2. Cowboys are 2-0. Cowboys will be 3-0 after this game. We all agree with that. 43.5 point over under. I'm so sorry. 12-point favorites for the Cowboys. Injuries in this one. Dallas Cowboys right guard Zach Martin is questionable, but he's looking to play. Left guard Tyler Smith was removed from the injury report. Center Tyler Badass. I never remember how to say this guy's name.
Biadasz, I think.
Biadasz is listed as questionable. Brandon Cooks was removed with a knee injury from the injury reports. And, Trayvon Diggs. I was like, there's another injury I'm forgetting. Trayvon Diggs tore his ACL in practice. He will be out for the rest of the season. For the Cardinals, Carlos Watkins was placed on IR. Buda Baker was placed on IR. The tank is on. Folks, let's go. All right. This one, Mike wants to know, can the Cowboys get another wide receiver not named CeeDee Lamb involved? No.
No. Absolutely Mike, not.
Do you think differently, Mike?
No, it's pretty bad. In fact, I'm looking at the numbers right now, and Luke Schoonmaker has one less reception than Michael Gallup, Brandon Cooks, and two less than Kevontae Turpin.
Kevontae Turpin. Yeah. Great name.
It's Kevontae Turpin is going to get like three carries and five targets in this game for some reason. And then everybody's going to be like, is Kevontae Turpin the hot waiver wire pickup? No.
Is it Turpin time?
Turpin time. Turpin time.
God, I always kind of hope it is now, just so I keep saying that.
Turpin time. No, it's it's the CeeDee Lamb show. He has a basically a 30% target rate. Playing only 76% of snaps, which is interesting. He's got 38% of the air yard share. I mean, he is the offense. There's a reason why he's sixth in the league in receiving yards, sixth in receptions. He is the entire passing game. Pretty so I don't think that, no, I don't think another guy will get involved. So, all right, I'll ask the question. Nobody wants to admit this, but Dak Prescott has been ass this season because he hasn't been asked to do anything. But I think this is another game where he's not going to be asked to do very much because it's the freaking Arizona Cardinals. Who got beat by the team that they put the smackdown on in week one, the Giants. So are we starting Dak Prescott this week?
I think it's right on the fringe. I mean, I have him at 13. Mike, what do you think?
No, I think you pass up on him.
All right, I have another question. Will my friends rescind all the mean things they said to me about Dak Prescott not being a good draft pick this year?
I didn't say anything mean to you about that, to be fair.
You both did.
No, I didn't.
You both called me a moron.
I did not.
Moron.
I did not do this. I refute these allegations.
It might have been, I might be going a significant other mode. Maybe it was in a dream, and now I'm mad at you both for it.
I did. I did everything right, and Jeff indicted me.
That's right. By the way,
I did everything perfectly.
Did you guys see why he didn't want to wear a mask?
Yes.
No.
Because his bronzer was going to come off, according to Cassidy Hutchinson.
Yeah, his face makeup.
His face makeup. Alrighty. Are we starting anybody this week on the Cowboys except for Pollard and CeeDee Lamb?
Yeah, no, not really, no.
Mike, do you have a different opinion?
No, I don't think there's anybody else to start.
All right.
Out of those two guys.
Walker, what is your question?
Over under 7.5 targets for Zach Ertz.
Way over.
Really?
I think that it's going to be a situation where Micah Parsons is becoming hard and fast, and they are going to have a lot of dump-offs. So I think it will be a lot of James Conner and a lot of Zach Ertz, and not a lot of anybody else, despite there being no Trayvon Diggs.
Yeah, I think this is a good line. I'm really not sure which way I fall on this. I guess I would go maybe under, barely, but 7... It seems like it's going to be 7 or 8 to me, and that's involved enough to consider him as a blob tight end.
Walker looking at a line that they made. This is a good line.
Yeah, that's right.
Vegas, Mike, is good at their job.
All right, over under 7.5 targets for Zach Ertz, who's been over that, I believe, in both games this year.
Both games he has been. Barely over it last week. He had 8. I think I'm going to go over again.
Yeah, it's going to be 2029. The Water Wars will be over, and Zach Ertz will go 9 targets, 6 catches, and 42 yards. Are we starting anybody on the Cardinals except for Zach Ertz in a blob play and James Conner?
I think Marquise Brown is like a fringe wide receiver 3, but I probably would look to play someone else.
Mike, would you agree with that assessment on Hollywood?
Yeah, unfortunately, he hasn't shown up. I mean, I'm sure a lot of that has to do with the fact that their starting quarterback's Joshua Dobbs.
But yeah.
That doesn't change this week. So.
Yeah, 6 for 54 last week, which was nice. But I believe a lot of that was on one play, if I'm remembering correctly. Did score a touchdown last week to save it. I would say that in a 2-quarterback league, you've got 4 starters in this one. In a 3-quarterback league, you can get in on Marquise Brown a little bit as a treat. Dallas is going to win. We all agree. Next game, Sunday Night Football. Steelers and Raiders both are 1-1, 43-point over under. Vegas, 2.5-point favorites. Vegas says that they are favorites in this one. Josh McDaniels said Jacoby Myers is good to go from his concussion. So he will be ready out of protocol. From last week, no other injuries for the Raiders. For the Eagles, Kenny Gainwell was a full participant in practice on Friday after missing last week with a ribs injury. Wait, why am I in the Eagles? What happened here? I clicked the wrong thing. There we go. Pittsburgh. There we go. Wait a second. Darnell Washington was removed from the injury report. Mika Fitzpatrick was removed from the injury report. Godwin Igwebuike is on the Steelers active roster now. And that's it. All right. I clicked on the wrong team. They were right next to each other. Wait a second. All right. So questions in this one. Everybody wants to know. You're hearing it. You hear people clamoring for it. Najee Harris. They think he's bad now. Jaylen Warren. They think he's the best player in the universe, despite neither one of those things being true. So does Najee Harris continue to stave off Jaylen Warren? Or are we going to see Jaylen Warren start to eat more into Najee Harris's touches?
I think Najee Harris continues to be the 1A. Jaylen Warren's the 1B. I think that's a good matchup this week. So I think they're both playable. Harris as a running back too, and Warren as a flex. But I do still have Harris ahead.
Yeah, as much as Jaylen Warren has looked better than Najee Harris, I think the Steelers don't want Jaylen Warren to be the 1A as much as, you know, they want Najee to be that. So I don't think that changes this week.
Yeah, I think so. You know, people are like, oh, why isn't Warren getting more touches? Warren only has 18 touches on the year, but that's three fewer than Najee. He is getting the opportunity. People are like, no, he needs to get the different opportunity. What are you talking about? Like, he's getting the same as Najee. By the way, we need to go back really quick because I just saw something on a news thing on the Najee Harris Pro Football Reference page. We need to redo the Lions because Colin Bain, baby. Guess who got signed to the active roster?
Benny Snell.
The Bam Knight rises. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, he's on the active roster now.
He's back, baby. He's still terrible. I completely forgot where I was going. Oh, Pat Freiermuth has 5 yards on the year.
Mm-hmm.
Are we playing Pat Freiermuth?
No, do not play him.
A sign above the counter says, do not serve this man, and a picture of Pat Freiermuth. Are we playing Deontay Johnson?
He's injured.
I mean George Pickens.
Yes.
Yes.
Are we playing Deontay Johnson?
No.
No.
Okay. You didn't answer the question.
I said no the first time.
No, you said he's injured. You didn't say if you were playing him or not. He's on IR. We didn't answer is are we starting either of these running backs, Najee or Jaylen Warren?
I said Harris is an RB2, Warren's a flex.
But Mike, I didn't ask Mike.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, Harris is RB2, Warren's a flex.
I say Harris is an RB2 and Warren, get him out of my face.
Get out.
Kenny Pickett effing sucks. I almost forgot that this wasn't a Patreon episode. He sucks, but so that's it for the Steelers. For the Raiders, Mike, you want to talk about the law office of Jacobian Myers?
Jacobian Myers, yes. Is he going to be worth flexing this week?
I think so.
I think so. Yeah. We talked about it last week where it was like, was week one the Jacoby Myers or was it the role? And we saw pretty clearly last week where no wide receiver did anything other than Davante Adams that it is Jacoby Myers as the player, not the role. So I will flex Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
All right. Don't start a tight end in this game. Start Davante Adams. Don't start Jimmy Garoppolo. Start Josh Jacobs.
I would agree with all those, yes.
We all have the Pittsburgh Steelers winning, and that is a situation where both offenses suck, and the Steelers by far have the best defense.
Yeah.
All right, 46-point over-under, Philly 5-point favorites, Eagles travel to Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers. Hey, you might have heard this somewhere before, but Kenny Gainwell was a full participant in Friday's practice after with a ribs injury. Devonta Smith was limited with a hamstring injury. Boston Scott returned to practice on Friday, being in concussion protocol. And that is it for the Avonte Maddox underwent surgery for a torn pec, out indefinitely. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we already talked about the one thing, but now it's official. He is on IR. Rest in peace to Chase Edmonds.
Yep.
All right. Walker.
Mm-hmm.
What's your over under in this one?
Over under 39.5 receiving yards for Dallas Goedert.
Under.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
kind of agree. Yeah. Yeah. That sucks. All right.
You guys want a real sicko question?
Mm-hmm.
So guess who's allowed the most fantasy points to tight ends?
The Eagles.
That's correct. Dallas Goedert or Kate Otten, who was heavily targeted last week?
I'm still going with Goedert.
Yeah, I got to go Goedert just because he's a better player than Ade Cotton.
Give me Ade Cotton, baby. Let's go.
Hmm. I'm not a fan of that, but you do you, my friend.
I mean, come on. They've given up 17 catches to tight ends in the first 2 weeks of the season.
Okay.
17 catches.
Yeah, but they played TJ Hockenson, Hunter Henry, and Mike Gesicki.
And now they're playing Ade Cotton.
And they also both teams threw the ball like 50 times against them. I don't think Tampa Bay's going to throw the ball that many times.
Fine, Dallas Goedert. But okay. I will say Ade Cotton's in the blob this week.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, I just had to get that out there. I will still start Dallas Goedert as well. You're starting pretty much everybody that you would normally start. Let me ask you both this. DeAndre Swift. The hell are we doing with DeAndre Swift?
He's like a fringe RB2, I would say.
I think that's probably the best thing to say right now until we figure out some kind of solution pattern on what's going on with their running game. Because he went from doing absolutely nothing to doing everything. And who knows? So I'd say start him as an RB2 and hope for the best.
Okay. Sounds good to me. You're starting every other Eagle you have on your fantasy roster.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was waiting for Mike.
Oh, yeah, man, absolutely.
All right. For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Mike, you want to talk about Mike Evans? He's good, folks.
He is good. Is he, especially against his Eagles defense, is he going to finish in the top five?
No.
No. Walker says no. Why not, Walker? Yeah.
I don't foresee him having like 170 yards again like he did last week. It doesn't usually work that way.
Yeah, sure. Actually, I agree with Walker. Let me ask you about this. Mike Evans or Mike Williams?
Evans.
Mike Evans or T. Higgins?
Evans.
Yeah, especially if Burrow doesn't play.
That's true. We'll talk about that in a second. Mike Evans or Tyler Lockett?
Evans.
Yeah.
Mike Evans or Chris Olave?
Olave.
Yeah, I got to go Olave.
I keep forgetting to ask. Or Puka Nacua?
Nacua.
Really? Over Evans?
Yeah.
I got to go Evans.
Okay. Apparently his nickname is Puka Juice. Which I don't like.
That sounds gross.
I have heard Pook Nukem, which I'm a fan of.
I like Pook Nukem.
Pook Nukem. Yeah. Chris Godwin. Are we playing him this week? Chris Godwin or Garrett Wilson?
Wilson.
I'll go with whatever Walker says because that's too close to call.
Cool. Sounds good. Are we starting Rashad White?
I wouldn't. He's a decent flex, I would say.
how good is the Eagles against the run? They're very good. Yeah, I'd say no.
Okay. We all have Philly winning. Let's get to Monday night, the other Monday night football game. Rams and Bengals. Rams are 1-1. Bengals are 0-2. 43.5 win over under. Cincy 2-point favorites. Either Mike or Walker, I forget who said it, alluded to it, but potentially no Joseph Robinette Burrow in this game, his calf injury. If I were the Bengals and I watched what happened to Aaron Rodgers a couple weeks ago, I would play it safe with him, especially because this is a recurrence of a calf injury, and that is also where the Achilles is located. So I would say probably not going to see him in this one. We will find out. I would say don't count on him unless you can go out and pick up Matthew Stafford. That's your best option.
Yeah.
Irv Smith dealing with a hamstring injury, expected to play. And that is it for the Bengals. For the Rams, we already said Sham Fakers is gone. Puka Nacua returned to practice on Friday with an oblique injury. He's already getting vets rest days, so good for him. And that is it for injuries. So my question is, we have three guys that have been getting a bunch of touches, a bunch of targets. Kyren Williams had 10 targets last week. Puka Nacua has, what, 35 in his first two games of his career?
Yep.
35 targets. And then you've got two targets on the season. So what I want to see is, what does the Kyren Tuso Puka Nacua touch volume or target volume look like? Because the Rams haven't passed running backs. I made a point to talk about that on Tuesday's show. But Kyren Williams is a good pass catching back. So I'm wondering if they're going to keep doing that, passing the ball to Kyren Williams. But I want to see what this target load looks like. And then corollary to that, 13 catches for 196 yards in his first two games. Are we playing Tutu Atwell? Chetarius Atwell?
Chetarius. I mean, I would say the target share, I would guess Puka number one, Atwell two, Williams three. But definitely enough to go around for all of them. They're the three main pieces in the offense right now. And, I think with Atwell, I think he's a good wide receiver three, I believe.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, until, I'm drawing a blank again. The Rams receiver that's out for a few weeks. Cup comes back, then I think it's Puka's field. So I like Kyren as well. I think Tutu was a week one wonder. So Puka should get like a boatload of targets and receptions, and Kyren will catch him out of the backfield as well.
Okay. I mean, that's the kind of what I want to see. But here's the corollary to that question is, are we cutting Tyler Higbee? Because things are only going to get worse for him once Cooper Kupp comes back.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I have him at 13 this week. And this is, again, before Cooper Kupp is back and in a decent matchup. So I think you can certainly consider it. Like, I wouldn't dissuade you from doing so.
Okay. Matthew Stafford has looked pretty damn good through two games. Are we going to be starting Matthew Stafford this week against the Bengals?
I would try not to. I don't think there's going to be a lot of touchdown production in this game. I would expect Cincinnati to play tough on defense, not allow a lot of touchdowns. The Rams don't really have any like speed on their offense right now. They don't have the downfield threats, so it's going to be a lot of dink and dunk, a lot of field goals, I would say.
I think that Stafford comes through with two touchdowns. He's thrown the ball 93 times with only one touchdown in games where his team scored 53 points combined. So I think that he will come around. I think he's playing too well. So I think that, you know, if you're a Joe Burrow manager, you can feel fine about starting Matthew Stafford, but I'm not going to go out of my way to go get it. That makes sense.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. How do you feel about Stat Padford is them, which was the worst nickname ever. How do you feel about Stafford, Mike?
I think he's done a lot better this year than he's done last year, but I'm not. I'd rather play someone like Jared Goff over Matthew Stafford.
So true, Mike.
That's fair. That's right.
Yes.
Mike hasn't been here for the bit. All right, yeah. Let's talk about the Cincinnati Bengals. We're starting Ja'Marr Chase. Oh, is Puka Nacua must start? I forgot to ask that.
Yes.
I agree. Is Karen Williams must start?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, I agree. All right. Let's talk about the Bengals. Ja'Marr Chase, is he must start with this quarterback situation up in the air?
Yes.
Is T. Higgins
killing me?
Is T. Higgins? No.
Mike, what do you think?
T. Higgins, no, not without Joe Burrow. Ja'Marr Chase, yeah, just because he's way too talented, but this Bengals offense is killing me. Yes, I know you're hungry. I have Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and Joe Mixon on one team, and I'm 0-2, and it's absolutely infuriating me how bad this Bengals offense has been. But to answer your question, just Ja'Marr Chase.
Okay. What about Herbs? No, I'm just kidding. let's go to Walker's question. It's talking about the Bengals. We've been talking around it, but Joseph Mixon.
Yeah.
Walker, you should take that back, by the way, because you nailed that call with the Bengals thus far about how bad their offense is and not making the playoffs. So I need you to take that back because my fantasy team is fighting.
I'm sorry. I don't see it improving with Jake Browning under center. I really don't.
That's a good point.
Mike's begging Walker to undo his devil magic.
Yeah, the curse you put on him.
Yes, over under 19.5 touches for Joe Mixon in this one.
Oh, way over. Especially if it's Browning.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like 25.
Yeah, he's going to get like 19 carries, and then it's 19 carries for 61 yards and 4 catches for 19 yards. And then that's 12 points. And then if he scores a touchdown, he's like running back 6 on the week.
Yeah, it's the classic Joe Mixon game.
We're getting a full Mixon.
Full Mixon. So are we starting Joe Mixon this week?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. We've ended the episode the way we always love to, talking about Joe Mixon.
God.
I have the Rams winning this one.
I do too. Mike is hoping the Bengals win.
I'm hoping.
Mike is voting with his fantasy team.
Yes, that's exactly right.
All right, we will be back on Tuesday to talk about the week 3 games, and we'll talk about whatever garbage is going to be on Thursday Night Football next week. What's on Thursday Night Football next week?
I don't know.
Let's see. Thursday Night Football week 4. Ooh, Walker, you should know.
Oh, no, it's Lions-Packers.
That'll be a good game. All right, it won't be garbage. All right, so for Mike, thanks for coming by. We really appreciate you coming on our little show. where can people know? We'll be back next week, folks. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.